This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for October 19th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading synopses of articles on degenerative spine disease published by JNS Spine today. 5-year results of the prospective, randomized, multi-center Food and Drug Administration investigational device exemption study of the ProDisc L total disc replacement versus circumferential arthrodesis for the treatment of single-level degenerative disc disease. A clinical article by Jack Ziegler and Rick Delamata. The benefit of the tremendous amount of work that goes into collecting data from FDA-mandated multi-center prospective randomized trials has finally come to fruition. For the first time, clinicians had the opportunity to evaluate 5-year outcomes in patients with very specific pathology, that is, disabling low back pain from single-level degenerative disc disease that failed to respond to at least 6 months of conservative care. In general, the majority of patients with low back pain will get better and never need surgery. But for those who failed to improve after 6 months, and conservative care had failed for 9 months in the average patient in this study, there is finally level 1 evidence to show the effectiveness of both spinal fusion and arthroplasty. Both surgical interventions resulted in a nearly 50% reduction in pain and narcotic use 5 years after surgery, with high patient satisfaction in both groups. The arthroplasty patients did better than fusion patients in several clinical parameters. Differences in radiographic adjacent level degeneration 5 years after surgery will be evaluated in a sister article published in this same journal. 5-year adjacent level degenerative changes in patients with single level disease treated using lumbar total disc replacement with ProDisc L versus circumferential fusion. A clinical article by Jack Ziegler and colleagues. Patients randomized to lumbar arthroplasty have been shown in several prospective randomized trials to recover more quickly than fusion controls. And at 2 and 5 years after treatment, they have somewhat better clinical outcomes, improved recreational status, better return to employment, and lower narcotic usage. But the holy grail of arthroplasty technology is the potential for less adjacent level degeneration. Would the artificial disc exert a more protective effect on the adjacent level than fusion? Authors of the present study were finally able to use 5-year postoperative data from a Food and Drug Administration investigational device exemption study to begin to answer that question. Independent radiologists were asked to grade the level adjacent to a diseased segment using 4 separate criteria. 5 years after those patients had randomly undergone either a single-level 360-degree fusion or a ProDisc L implantation, the radiologists again graded the adjacent level using the same criteria. At 5 years after treatment, radiographic degenerative changes in the segment adjacent to a fusion were 3 times more common than a segment adjacent to an arthroplasty. This difference was highly statistically significant. Although operations at the adjacent segment were seen in 25% fewer arthroplasty patients, the overall number of patients was too small at this point to determine significance. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.